where thou feelest tingling life, there, exactly there, there to a hair, do I. Is it a riddle?
I should humbly call it a poser, sir.
Hiss, then. How dost thou know that some entire, living, thinking thing may not be invisibly and uninterpenetratingly standing precisely where thou now standest, aye, and standing there in thy spite? In thy most solitary hours, then, dost thou not fear eavesdroppers? Hold! Don't speak. And if I still feel the smart of my crushed leg, though it be now so long dissolved, then why mayest not thou, carpenter, feel the fiery pains of hell forever, and without a body? Huh?
Good Lord! Truly, sir, if it comes to that, I must calculate over again. I think I didn't carry a small figure, sir.
Look ye, Puddinghead should never grant premises. How long before the leg is done?
Perhaps an hour, sir.
Bungle away at it, then, and bring it to me.
Turns to go.
Oh, life! Here I am, proud as a Greek god, and yet standing debtor to this blockhead for a bone to stand on.